WDUR, WSOY, Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Swing and a long fly ball into center field. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah! A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's time to fly with the Redbirds on the 2019 season. Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY, Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
There's a long one to left. Another home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
The Cardinals continue their four-game series against the Dodgers. First pitch at 6:45.
Double play and a Redbird winner.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
This is a Fox News alert. Julian Assange no longer has safe haven. I'm Dave Anthony, the WikiLeaks founder, arrested this morning in London, where Fox's Simon Owen is live.
Dave, a nearly seven-year stay at the Ecuadorian embassy here coming to an end for Julian Assange in dramatic fashion. London police saying he was arrested this morning after Ecuador withdrew his asylum and invited police in. Unconfirmed reports suggest he had to be forcibly escorted out of the building and into a waiting police van. Assange has been arrested for breaching UK bail conditions, but his attorney says he's also been detained on a US extradition request. His website previously published classified American military information and emails from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Dave?
Simon, WikiLeaks put out a statement accusing powerful actors like the CIA of a sophisticated effort to dehumanize Julian Assange. The Treasury Department has not given House Democrats the Trump tax returns they demanded by yesterday, continuing to review the request. The president says,
I would love to give them, but I'm not going to do it while I'm under audit. It's very simple.
But Democrats say they're using the House Ways and Means Committee chairman's authority under the tax code to get the Trump returns and say the law is not ambiguous. The IRS shall furnish them. Senator Bernie Sanders, one of the many Democratic presidential candidates, has put out his Medicare for All proposal.
Every American who goes to a doctor should be able to afford the prescription drugs he or she needs.
Other 2020 presidential candidates, Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, they've all signed on as co-sponsors, but the White House has put out a statement that it would cripple the economy. It's like winter again in parts of the country. Big storm hitting from Utah to Wisconsin. Some areas could get 2 feet of snow. This is Fox News.
Guardians of the grass, run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor built for versatility. Because when you take pride in your lawn, you do it all. You mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 Series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Again, our top Fox story. Julian Assange under arrest in London after Ecuador no longer offered him safe haven in the embassy there where he'd lived for nearly 7 years. The WikiLeaks founder has been under scrutiny in the U.S. for publishing classified military information and Clinton campaign emails back in 2016. Days after an American woman was kidnapped on safari in Africa, the State Department has put out a new warning for Americans traveling to a lot of countries.
State Department advisories warn Americans about crime, civil unrest, and terrorism risk. A new indicator will now warn about the potential for kidnapping. A K indicator is being issued for 35 countries, including Mexico, Venezuela, parts of Russia, and countries in the Middle East and Africa. The new designation follows the release of a California woman who was kidnapped and held for a week by gunmen in a national park in Uganda. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. has a new ambassador to Saudi Arabia. The Senate confirmed in a 92-7 vote General John Abizaid, who had led U.S. Central Command during the Iraq War. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising slightly. Now sports. They'll tee off at Augusta next hour, starting the Masters, golf's first major tournament of the year. In the NBA,
Reggie Jackson throws it up and Drummond easily with the slam.
The Detroit Pistons got the final playoff spot in the East on the last night of the regular season, beating the Knicks on MSG. Hockey's playoffs started last night with a big comeback and upsets.
Werenski looks it over, around the clock, Panarin, and now Jones with a shot. He scores! Columbus has climbed that mountain, and now they're at the top.
Seth Jones's goal ended up the Game 1 winner on USA for the Blue Jackets, beating a Tampa Bay Lightning team that had by far the best record in the NHL this season. The New York Islanders beat Pittsburgh in overtime. Dallas topped Nashville. St. Louis edged Winnipeg. San Jose beat Vegas. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour, so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, April 11th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, is your Alexa listening to you? We'll give you the lowdown, plus Pope Benedict jumping out of the retirement with a not-so-great thought on the whole sexual scandal impacting the Catholic Church. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. City Hall insider Paul Osborne coming up at the top of the hour. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Folks from the Community Foundation will be in. We got a lot to get to here in an action-packed show. Used to be that presidents and popes, or I don't really actually remember popes resigning, do you? I mean, but you would sort of like, they would sort of stay out of the limelight.
Yeah.
Presidents would like, you know, get out of office and go build a library and go to wherever and not really be heard from.
I mean, in my lifetime, I'm trying to think, it's only been I mean, Pope Benedict's been the only one that I'm aware. I know there have been more, but I think that's he's the only one that's resigned in my lifetime. It's not like they give him an. It's not like there's interim popes.
No, you gotta wait for the smoke.
Yeah.
We did. Remember, we saw that little chimney there
yes.
at the Vatican.
Yeah.
And the Pope, of course, Latin, known as the Supreme Pontiff. I was looking to see about the current Pope Francis, who was elected on the March 13th, 2013, and he succeeded Benedict. Well, Pope Benedict is weighing in on the sexual scandals of the church. Are you buying into, I mean, shouldn't this guy just shut up?
He should. I'm not Catholic, so I don't like to speak ill of any of their pontiff or the Holy See, but I didn't like Benedict all that much.
He resigned in 2013, yeah. and he vowed to live the rest of his life in seclusion to serve the Catholic Church through a life dedicated to prayer. But the spiraling abuse crisis has prompted him to return to the limelight this week. And he said that he basically is blaming the church's scandals, or at least partly, on the 1960s and the sexual revolution. And this is where you just go, okay, people are so out of touch, maybe. First of all, the church scandals go way back before the 1960s. And what is there about certain religious strains? And I say strains because I certainly don't think it's Catholicism or all Catholics or even all popes that sort of can't understand that molesting children isn't a sexual lifestyle. It is criminal, deviant behavior.
Yes. And that's, I think that's part of the problem. I mean, whenever you, you know, and it's a strain that you hear even in Hollywood. I believe when Kevin Spacey was accused, yeah. and he's like, well, I'm gay. Okay, hang on.
Well, that was roundly criticized and rightfully
and
so.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. There is this sort of thing where it's like, well, there was a sexual revolution in the 1960s, and then women began to burn their bras.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, no.
Experimentation began, and people...
But that doesn't mean minors.
No.
And gay doesn't mean pedophilia.
No.
I don't understand why grown people still do this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I don't either, and I think that's where they're out of touch. I mean, if you're going to...
Out of touch with just about everything.
Yes.
Though.
Yes. And really closing yourself off to understanding, not pedophilia, I'm just saying how hurtful that is to say something like that to an entire group of people who aren't criminals.
I think if you go back to the 1960s,
mm-hmm.
And was it a naive time as far as sexual expression and, you know, make love, not war, and you go back to sort of Woodstock and Vietnam. I always just look at it and just go, man, these people really need to bathe more. I mean, that's the only thing, the takeaway I have is like, were there not showers? I mean, was there not an abundance of water and soap? That's what I look at when I see that time. But I don't see make love, not war, oh yeah, and go ahead and attack kids. That was never, ever, right? The message? It's like the Catholic Church has this just impossible... they just can't just sort of pin the blame where the blame belongs,
yeah, yeah.
Punish the people who are responsible, and do the right thing. They've missed this at every point, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every single chance to address this in any real way, they have ducked responsibility, hidden the problem, moved it around, paid people off. You know, you make this Neverland thing about Michael Jackson, you know, that everybody loses their mind over, and then you get these idiotic statements. And I'm sorry, but that's what it is.
It is. It is incredibly idiotic.
He drafted a 6,000-word document in his native German, aims to publish it in a monthly periodical to clergy in his home. Benedict says the document is meant to assist the church in seeking a new beginning and making her again truly credible as a light among peoples and as a force in service against the powers of destruction. I don't think that the Catholic faith needs to be credible again. I think people who are Catholic have all the credibility they need
yeah.
in their faith and their God.
Mm-hmm.
It's people, it's human beings that have been in charge of this, that have made incredibly bad decisions on how to deal with these scandals that date way back than the big party of the 1960s.
Yeah,
it wasn't like that you had, you know, Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco and all of a sudden police said, all right, kids are good.
Yeah, no.
Why is it that they can't figure this out?
I think because they truly haven't embraced homosexuality for what it is, mm-hmm. or, you know, the way that probably you and I see it is not something that's a choice. And I think that because they haven't embraced that idea that this is, they think this is a choice.
Yeah.
This, and it is all one.
Now, I'm not saying there weren't communes or things in the 1960s where people were inappropriate with their behavior, but I don't think the sexual revolution or women being able to, like, burn their bras or anything that sort of came out of that or birth control or anything else. I mean, you can be against all that. That's fine. But that did not directly lead to pedophilia.
No. And it seems the tie that he wanted to make being open and being a homosexual.
Yes.
And being able to
That little thing, right? I mean, that's the underlying thing always with this.
Yeah, that's what bothers me about being able to be open about being a homosexual and being honest about who you are. Oh, well, that's why we have pedophiles.
I guess,
what?
Man, is that insulting.
It is. It's incredibly insulting.
And incredibly just idiotic logic.
Mm-hmm.
But there you have it. And you wonder why people just sort of scratch their head or people aren't going to church anymore. And not just Catholic churches, but churches all around. I mean, the population is just dropping. Now, I don't think most Christians feel this way. And I know that just from my day-to-day life and encounters and everyday activity with people who are Christian and people who are of deep faith that don't have this kind of silliness in their argument. I mean, you think about this guy was elevated all the way to Pope. You'd think he'd have I mean...
There's more of a screening process on his governor a little bit.
Yeah. No, you're saying it's like okay to think it, just don't say it out loud.
No, it's not okay.
What would the governor have to do with it?
He's always thought this way, I felt. When he was Pope, I mean, some of the statements he would make, I was just always like, just don't like
them. I would assume that there is just a very isolated process in which these people live and get elevated through the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to a certain point, meaning like outside of a parish full of people, that you just get completely out of touch with life entirely. Not a lot different than Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for stepping down because things were too tough, but then deciding you want to solve stuff in your...
Yeah, in your 6,000... word.
Yeah, but you were going to go live in seclusion. I would just go ahead and do that instead of blaming the 1960s when there's clearly, if you saw in that report here in Illinois and all the stories, like including Decatur, this stuff dates back to the 50s, the 40s. I mean, it wasn't sort of 60s revolution that just said, hey, everything's good.
No, I think you can blame it on a culture of turning your back.
Oh, and not, most definitely.
Yeah, that you can
or
blame.
Or just saying, hey, we'll move Father, you know, whatever, over to Nebraska.
And not...
Like, the behavior is going to change with geography. And it makes me feel bad, because I have a lot of friends that are Catholic, and I know their faith is deep, and that they really...
I don't feel like this is an issue of their faith. And
I don't think it's an issue of their faith
really
at
not.
All. I mean, I feel bad that it's, like, sort of constantly under siege because of the really dumb decisions made in Rome.
Yes.
And elsewhere. The only way they're going to get rid of this problem is to fully admit and address this problem. And I don't think they've ever come to that point, right?
No.
I mean, I don't think they've ever been like, you know what, this is on us. We're going to purge, and we're going to work with law enforcement, and we're going to charge the people who should be charged working with law enforcement and admit that our ridiculous behavior of moving these people around and knowing the harm that they were causing and turning a blind eye to this because of some warped sense of I don't even know what.
I don't know.
That's the only way the church itself gets past this. Meaning the hierarchy, the Vatican, Rome.
Hierarchy, bureaucracy. I mean, when you are looking at the Vatican, you are dealing.
Well, it's when you and whenever you
levels.
Get with bureaucracy, right across the. I think I am more anti. If you want to sum up my political leanings to this day, April 11th, 2019, I am more anti-bureaucracy than I've ever been in my entire life, because it's almost like life happens despite bureaucracy.
Oh gosh, yes, right.
Right? So, sorry, you're going to have to come back with something more than Woodstock to explain why you allowed priests to abuse children and covered it up.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Got to take a break. get back here. Are your smart devices listening to you? See the story
short
in Bloomberg?
Short answer is yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Are you really worried about it?
It makes me a little uncomfortable.
In what way?
What are they doing with it?
I mean, I would think that if they're listening to our house, they're hearing a lot more of you than they are me.
Probably, even when I'm alone.
Yeah, because you talk a lot more than I do. And they're also, like me, having a hard time figuring out what is an emergency versus something that has just caught your fancy.
Yes, I have the same reaction.
I'm just saying, if you're just listening in from afar, people probably are having 24 heart attacks a day thinking, oh my God, there's a tragedy going on here. No, wait a minute. She found her glasses. Okay, we'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got partly cloudy skies. I think they took some of the rain out of the forecast, at least until tonight. Highs are going to be around 74 degrees. Then tonight we do have a chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Lows are going to be around 63 degrees. Then for your Friday, we're looking at partly sunny skies, highs around 57. Again, Saturday, partly sunny skies, highs around 57 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 49 degrees.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space-age technology.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
Cater.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Yeah, the last pope to resign before Benedict was Gregory the VII in 1415.
Okay, yeah, so that was
in your
lifetime.
It has not happened. You are right.
I think in my lifetime there's only been three popes: John Paul, Benedict, and
John Paul was there for a long time.
Yes, I always thought he had the sweetest face.
That's an interesting thing to take away from your assessment of the pope.
I was very young.
Okay, but
I would just get him like Life magazine. That was my closest I my knowledge of the Pope was like...
What year were you born?
77.
Okay, then it's not true, because John Paul was rose to the position in 1978. So you had the very first year of your life.
Very first year of my life, there was a different Pope. Okay.
Yeah, he was there for 26 years and is the third longest reigning Pope of all the Popes. Mm-hmm. You had St. Peter. I mean, we're going back to like the 18, like way back. Yeah, 78-2005.
Okay.
Was his reign. So the shortest reigning popes, by the way, Benedict 10th on the list. And that was, that was 964. That would have been another Benedict. My apologies.
Yeah.
You got to go back, man. Jeez.
Recycle the history.
What?
I don't know. The Pope the Innocent, I know more about him than I wanted to.
Ignatius?
Yeah. Which one? When we were like learning about the tapestry, and then, hey, who's the guy over there?
Yeah, that's in the church there at the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. It is a beautiful place to visit. I will tell you that.
It really is.
And it was interesting to sort of see the little chimney where they look for the smoke, colored smoke, when a new pope is. It's very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic. All right, I was looking at a picture of the champions' dinner. I'm very excited. I know not everyone is, but today is the opening round of the Masters. And it is a special thing to golf fans. And I was looking at the photo gallery of the... Now that you have social media, right? You got the Champions dinner menu that was held on Tuesday gets released. And they... Patrick Reed, by the way, who was last year's champion, he gets to choose the menu.
Yes.
And he said he's been planning this since he was 13 years old. I mean, you grow up a golf nerd, right? I mean, this is the thing.
Yeah, this is like your wedding.
Yeah. And the Masters menu for Tuesday night, it was you could have a Caesar salad or wedge. Are you a wedge fan?
I like a wedge if it's got all the goodies on it. I want.
Is there a wedge that doesn't, though? I mean, isn't that part of being like, the wedge?
I don't like when they give me a choice between blue cheese crumbles or the blue cheese dressing. Just bring me both.
Mm-hmm. Bacon bits.
I want tons of bacon bits.
The little cherry tomatoes.
Little cherry tomatoes on there. I want the whole thing. I mean, yeah. I want it to the point where it is no longer even resembling healthy.
yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, it's just a giant, it's a quarter of a head of lettuce.
Yeah, I know, but the wedge is very interesting. It sort of feels old school to me,
it is,
right?
Yeah.
So basically, this is a private affair. No spouses. No media. They have a clubhouse there inside the front door. There are 13 carpeted steps up a spiral staircase. And to the right in what's called the library. It's a cozy room with bookshelves, a fireplace, a bronze sculpture of Bobby Jones, and a portrait of Clifford Roberts, the club founder, that was painted by President Dwight D. Eisenhower, who joined the club in 1948. So it's very, very, you know. Can you sort of picture it?
I can.
First of all, I don't know why they have literally the carpeted spiral staircase. These guys are all too old to get up.
Yeah. Where's the elevator?
So the dinner is, I think there are a couple of board members allowed to go, but I mean, basically it's all the past champions that are alive or still around and able to sort of make it. The defending champion gets to select the menu and he hosts the dinner and they wear their green jackets. There's part of this that's really traditional and beautiful. And there's part of it that's like really highly annoying and sort of,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, they probably just for the pictures, and then they probably, you know, might take them off dinner or something. Because it's
no
pictures.
Huh?
I mean, there's no media or anything. So.
I don't think they're taking the jacket off. I think once you've earned that jacket, you're wearing it. How often in life do you get to wear this jacket? Right? There's not many times. So the dinner last night was a cowboy bone-in ribeye steak. Right? Mac and cheese. Cream corn, cream spinach. I think they had some broccoli available. And then there was a couple of different dessert items. So not anything too exotic.
No.
Are you a bone in?
I'm not.
Okay.
I understand the reasoning behind it. Makes, you know, the meat more flavorful, the moisture, yeah, all of that. I understand the bone in concept. I'm just not a fan.
Yeah.
I just don't like bones in my meat, period.
Now, what would you do? I mean, if you had, would you just go basic? There's a lot of cream brulee.
I don't know. This is a pretty big
cream
deal.
Corn.
I think I'd just go for it.
Okay. So what would you pick? What would be your entree? We only got like 24 seconds.
I'd probably go with the steak. Just cut the bone out.
Not the bone-in cowboy ribeye?
Mm.
Mac and cheese, cream corn, cream spinach, the cream brulee for dessert. All right, that was the dinner served up on Tuesday night. Pictures are out, and it looks like a bunch of really old white guys. Anyway, we'll take a break for the bottom of the hour stories and news. We'll be back after more, or back after this. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Cape Air. The Decatur Park District and Children's Museum of Illinois are letting families take advantage of the zoo and museum with one affordable pass. The Zoo Move Family Pass includes admission to the zoo and museum every day of the regular season, discounts on parties, camps, classes, train rides, and carousel rides, discounts at the Scoville Zootique gift shop, subscription to zoo and museum newsletters, and more. Family passes are $190 for one full year at both facilities. Milligan University celebrated the progress of construction on its new Center for Theater and Dance with a beam signing ceremony. Students and donors were allowed to sign the final beam to forever be remembered as part of the building. Milligan President Patrick White.
So we're still about 15 months away from opening this new grand space, which will have a 250-seat theater, which will have a costume shop, lighting shop, scene design shop.
The project is set to be completed by the summer of 2020. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. His lawyer says the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's arrest in London is part of an extradition request by the United States. He's been inside Ecuador's embassy for 9 years, or had been, to avoid questioning about sex crime accusations in Sweden.
He said he feared he'd be sent on to the U.S. after WikiLeaks published secret American files. He was granted political asylum, but eventually Ecuador got a new president who called Assange an inherited problem and cut off his internet access.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A ruling party leader is killed in a confrontation with opponents in India. It's the first day of a 6-week voting process there.
With around 900 million eligible voters, India's general election is the world's largest exercise in democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a second term in office. Supporters say he's strong on security and is building a better economy. But opponents say his government has failed to create jobs.
That's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Later.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got cloudy skies. Highs are going to be around 74 degrees. Then for tonight, we expect some rain showers, maybe some thunderstorms as well, with lows around 64 degrees. For your Friday, we're looking at sunny skies, highs around 57. Saturday, more sunshine, highs near 57 degrees. It is 50 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Looking at some of the champions' dinners from the past, this started in 1952, by the way. And it's a stag dinner. Is that a word that is used all that often?
That is not used very often anymore. It really
is. That's a very country club feel thing, right?
It very much is. Stag party.
I'd like to have you come to a stag dinner. Stags only.
It just sounds like something only a dude would say.
Okay, first of all, is that a bad thing?
No, it's your thing, your party. You call it what you want. And you know what, ladies? You got your own thing, so you can hush up because they do.
Right. I'm just saying it's a word that isn't often used.
No.
In fact, I think if you asked like anyone Rachel's age, they wouldn't even know what a stag is.
They would not know what a stag is. Yeah.
All right. So going through some of the Danny Willett, who won in 2017, he's an Englishman. He had a very traditional British meal. They had the mini cottage pies, which is sort of like shepherd's pie, except it's made with beef rather than lamb. He had a traditional, what's called a Sunday roast. That's like basically prime rib, roasted potatoes, vegetables, like with a Yorkshire pudding. And for dessert, he had apple crumble and vanilla custard. And then English cheese and biscuits. So it was very English.
Yeah, it sounds very, very English.
Sergio Garcia went very sort of Spanish, a traditional Spanish lobster rice, main menu. Jordan Spieth, who won in 2016, did Texas barbecue, beef brisket, smoked half chicken, pork ribs, sides of barbecue, baked beans, bacon and chives.
Now I would want
potato
like
salad, sauteed green beans, grilled zucchini.
That sounds amazing.
And his dessert was warm chocolate chip cookies with vanilla ice cream.
Yep, that's the one I want to be at.
Adam Scott did a surf and turf because he's Australian. Of course he did. And they have what they call Moreton Bay Bugs, which is lobster.
Yeah.
And he did an artichoke and arugula salad with calamari. And the main course was Australian Wagyu. Is it Wagyu? Is that how that's pronounced?
I believe beef. It's Wagyu beef, yeah.
New York strip steak served with lobster, sauteed spinach, onion cream, mashed potatoes. Anyway, so you get like chicken, you get steak, you got like, this depends. Tiger Woods, first time he won the Masters, he was 22 years old.
You want chicken fingers?
He did. Cheeseburgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, and milkshakes.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's a heck of a deal, right? So you get to choose the menu. It's sort of, this is a happier version of like right before they execute you. You know, there's that one last meal conversation. This is much better. What would your menu be?
Oh, what would your menu be?
I would really have to put some thought into it because you don't want to just be so specialized that it's only for you.
No, but, Yeah, I think I'd have some certain things that I definitely would that would go on the menu.
Then you have like Trevor Immelman, who won in 2009. He's a South African, and he did a bobotí, which is a spiced mincemeat pie with an egg topping.
I'd be like, pass, dude.
Oh, come on.
It's a stag party.
Really? Okay. A lot of barbecue.
I think barbecue's a great thing.
Yeah.
I'd want a version of meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
I love meatloaf.
Yeah. There you have it. Phil Mickelson did a lobster ravioli in 2005. Mike Weir in 2004, I believe Mike is Canadian, did an elk, a wild boar, and an Arctic char. That's a fish, evidently, along with Canadian beer. So you kind of sort of feels like, whoa, why are you so down? You sound like one of these fanny pack wearing Americans going, where are my french fries? No matter where you go in the world.
Representational of where? Well, I mean,
how many Canadians have won the Masters? You're taking some pride there with you.
Okay, I get it. So, yeah. I wonder if he enjoyed the meal.
But when did you become such I won't try anything outside of my comfort zone.
I love wild game. I grew up on wild game. Maybe not boar or elk. I wouldn't mind trying it.
Vijay Singh did a seafood tom kha, chicken penang curry, baked sea scallops with garlic sauce, did a lamb with a yellow curry sauce, and Chilean sea bass with three different flavored chili sauces. Some of it's been very boring. Nick Fallow, by the way, 1997, another Englishman, did an entire fish and chips with tomato soup menu. I don't know. Jose Maria Olazabal, who won in 1995, did a paella and a whitefish plus tapas. So, I mean, it was kind of cool. You had the international flavor come in. I mean, some people, I love traveling the world and eating the food. I mean, that's just one of my favorite things in the world.
Well, do you have something that would represent your not country, but state?
The state of Illinois?
Yeah, I was like, what would you have?
A cheese toastie.
Yeah.
We'll get to that on the other side of the break. We had quite a few responses yesterday. You know what I wouldn't enjoy is Sandy Lyle in 1989. The Irishman brought haggis, mashed potatoes, and mashed turnips. I can't imagine.
Turnips. Who eats turnips?
Haggis.
I get it. But I'd be haggis. Mad.
The turnips is what has you haggis. You know what that is, right?
I do. We didn't eat any haggis.
No, we didn't.
I thought that was a German thing.
Haggis?
Yeah.
It's a Scottish thing.
It's
a sheep. It's basically a dish consisting of a sheep or a calf's. Well, I'm not even going to go.
Some people are
In Scotland, they call it pluck. You can do your own definition. Haggis, blood sausage, no thank you. I'll try everything.
I tried the blood sausage.
Once.
Did not enjoy it.
Not at all. Not everything.
So gross.
That part of the
so world gross.
Was great. So, hey, what are we having, boys? Haggis. All right. Been early. I got to catch it. Got to get some sleep. Be over at Tiger's Party having the cheeseburgers and milkshakes. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast. Brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. You know, you said the Pope had a sweet face. I always thought that this kid who died of a drug overdose had a sweet voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like a, not sweet Shannon? As in sweet.
Yeah.
Like a sweet voice.
Yeah.
Blind Melon.
Shannon.
Moon?
Moon. Yeah.
Noon? Moon? Something like that?
Moon or Moon, I can't remember.
All right. We asked yesterday, where's the best cheese toastie? Literally, who serves up the best cheese toastie? You can call it grilled cheese. I don't get hung up on the semantics of that.
That's fine.
That seems like a false war. Like, I don't even understand what that's about. We know what we're talking about. We're talking about a sandwich that has bread with cheese, and you grill it, right?
Yes.
Or toast it. I think maybe that's the hang-up. It's not really toasted. It's grilled.
It's grilled.
So a grilled cheese is a more accurate description than a cheese toastie. But it's toasty good. You know what I mean? It's like that sort of thing. So yesterday, Matthew says Coney McCain's has the best around. However, homemade is pretty awesome. That's probably a good point.
And everybody has their, I mean, like if I made the epic version, it's
epic version? What do you mean the epic version?
You got to use Texas toast. You got to use freshly, like, grated cheese and mayo rather than butter.
No. That, see, I'm in the...
I like with a little bit of pesto.
Oh, God. you're making fun of these world. So good. You're making fun of like worldwide cuisine, and then you're getting like all snobby on a cheese toast.
Look, I'm happy with a pesto. Slice is not of a part. Crap.
Pesto is not a cheese toasty. Sorry, I'm in the old-fashioned cheese toasty fan base. Kim says Crackles at West Mountain Plaza. See, I wouldn't have thought of that, but now it makes me want to try. Deanna just simply says, I make the best one ever. Dennis asked if Donnie still does the jalapeno cornbread. Not sure what that has to do with anything, but it is Donnie's. Steven says Steak and Shake. And then people started getting into the whole cheese toasty tomato soup lunches thing, right? I mean, that was just childhood memories if you're of a certain age. Another vote for Coney McCain's. Bev says Downtown Cafe is the best version of the original. Julie says Wildflower Artisan Bakery and Cafe.
Now, Havarti, that is, they are pretty good.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Havarti Dill Toasty. Every Monday, I check their menu in hopes that it will be on it. Now, there are two camps, clearly, in all the commentary going on mm-hmm. with the cheese toasties. There's the old-fashioned, don't mess with it, cheese toasty. Mm-hmm. And then there's the people that want to like get creative and slide stuff in that's really not part of a traditional cheese toasty.
I think it's a way to accentuate the celebration.
Okay. Okay. There's the old-fashioned cheese toasty, and then there's the people that want to accentuate whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Charlotte says, St. Mary's American cheese on rye bread, delicious. I don't know what that means. Is that like a patient meal?
Yeah.
Or is that like a cafe?
No idea.
Is that like down in the cafe? It does sound good, though. I got to say, rye bread is something on occasion that I really enjoy because
yeah.
it's not something you have all the time.
Exactly.
Crazy Ladies Cafe? Don't know what that means. Cracker Barrel does a Just Like Mom Made cheese toasty on the children's menu. I love it. Thank you, Cindy. Castro's Tex-Mex, not clear at all.
No, we're not going there. We're not going there.
Okay. Coney McCain's, another vote for Coney McCain's. Trish says The Wharf, Coney McCain's, or New Moon, and you always add bacon. Now, I'm generally of the opinion that bacon makes most everything better. And then there's clearly people that say, well, I don't want, you know, like Taproot and Gin Mill, they're too fancy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have any problem with people tinkering with the cheese toasty tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You want to add a pear? All right. Interesting to me.
Do your thing. Add some tomato slices.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nancy says the four-star diner. Is it the four-star diner or five-star diner?
Don't remember.
If you're going to name your restaurant, go for as many stars as you can.
Yeah. That's a three
and
then
people weighed in like, you know, oh, we call it the Chrome Cafe or the Shiny Diner. Yeah. Trisha says the Shamrock in D.C. Long way to go for a cheese toastie. But next time I'm there, I'll give it a shot. Another vote for Coney McCain's. Another vote for Wildflower. Emily says Carol Lou's Smokehouse.
They do cheese toasties.
That's what Emily says. What is the New Moon?
I thought that was over in the Oakland business district and that they weren't there anymore.
Huh?
But I could be wrong. I'd love somebody to correct me if that's the case.
Well, let's not weigh on the side of they're out of business.
No,
if we
not
don't
out
know.
Of business. I thought they were like looking for a new location. So maybe they have one. Not aware.
Dwayne says Crackles makes a good one.
A caller said that. Said, oh, sweet God, is what he said. It's so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then there was a whole argument about how you spell Crackles, which seems to be beside the point. I don't know why people get so distracted. Why does everybody have an attention
Squirrel.
Deficit disorder on social media? Coney McCain's. And I was trying to figure out the Wildflower. Another. So we're starting to see a theme here. I mean, there were tons of replies.
Yes. If you think
a lot of Coney McCain's,
I'd be happy to judge for you.
Bailey says Doherty's Pubs and Pins. Okay. Another New Moon.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of New Moon, Doherty's, Wildflower, Coney's.
Yes.
Some Crackles. So
I wouldn't have thought of Crackles, to be honest.
I did not. I said they have one on the menu, and that's when he said, oh, sweet God, yes.
Okay.
Get the double cheeseburger, get cheese toasty on the side.
All right. Well, was it yesterday or was it today? It was like national.
It's actually tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow is
national cheese toasty day. So we were
it's actually National Grilled Cheese Day. Let's get the title correct, right?
Did you hear that sigh?
No.
Again.
Okay. No, everybody heard it.
Okay.
What's the actual name of the day?
That's Grilled Cheese Day.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I'm saying is just get the name right. For attributions.
I just called it. We Okay, fine, whatever.
Why do you care what it's called?
I don't. It's just that's
what I call
it. This
is one of those stupid Decatur things where everybody just like acts like we were born in the backwoods of like Alabama. We're going to argue over the damn cheese toasty thing.
When you have a newcomer come in town, they're like, oh, it's over on El Dorado. Okay. What do we do?
No, okay, first of all.
What do we do?
What does that have to do with what the sandwich is actually called?
Well, it's the same kind of thing.
No,
there's
it's not.
A certain way you say things.
What, there's a pronunciation. Grilled cheese isn't pronounced cheese toasty. It's pronounced grilled cheese. It's not an El Dorado thing. It's a grilled cheese. Tomorrow is National Grilled Cheese Day. But don't we go, no, look at my fanny pack. It's a cheese toasty day.
I don't wear a fanny pack, sir. Do not start ugly rumors.
Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got partly sunny skies, actually going to be mostly cloudy today, highs around 74 degrees. The rain comes in tonight, showers, thunderstorms possible with lows around 63 degrees. Friday, we're looking at sunshine, highs around 57, more of the same on Saturday. Sunshine, highs around 57 degrees. It is 50 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at decaturarts.org.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at CapeAir.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit CapeAir.com for details.
Or do you suffer from the winter blues? Is that even a real thing? DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with DMH mental health specialist Marty Tolliver to talk about seasonal affective disorder, the risk factors, and how to combat the symptoms.
Women are more prone than men, and about 10 to 20% of every American will experience some sort of seasonal affective disorder in their lifetime.
Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or the Now Decatur Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with Now Decatur, your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We really have to have a conversation about the bump music.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we really do. No, the show's called Byers and Company.
Well,
by the way, the New Moon Cafe is not closed or on the Oakland Business Association.
Was it once?
No, it's a 3700 block of William Street over by the Wits End. They're doing just fine, thank you. And good. Open for business. And actually has a pretty good rating when you go to like Yelp or some of these other places. And evidently has an incredible grilled cheese sandwich, or if you insist, a cheese toasty. So the war between cheese toasty, grilled sandwich, it also comes down to, I think, the people who like the basic, which means bread and cheese, and we don't want anything added in there. And then you got the other crowd who wants to add some stuff in. Lindsay likes pesto. Some people like putting a pear in there. Some people like to put in some other things. I think I'm more of the plain version. And then someone said in, I like ham on it. And then somebody corrected, I think rightfully so. No, no, no. That's a ham and cheese sandwich. That's not a...
Or is it a ham and cheese toastie?
No, it's a ham and cheese sandwich. I mean, you when you start adding stuff in, you're no longer a grilled cheese sandwich or a cheese toastie, right?
Well, you can add bacon.
I don't know if you can even do that.
Okay.
I mean, you can't. No, of course you can. You can add whatever you want that you like. But I'm saying you get too far away from the recipe, you're no longer a cheese toastie or a grilled cheese sandwich.
I think at that point you might start getting into panini land.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I like a good panini, too. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I mean, it might be considered more of a panini.
Yeah. I love the Cuban panini, you know, for instance.
But, I mean, it's got
and it's grilled
cheese.
And there's cheese, but it's not a grilled cheese sandwich. All right. You're voting on Facebook if you'd like to participate. Check it out. And there is a I think the picture in the post is about how I like my cheese toastie.
That's what most of us would think of, like, growing up is the cheese toastie.
And then you put the tomato soup in there that I really didn't like.
If you dipped, though.
There was something weird about the two together that made it both better, though.
Because did you dip?
No, I don't think I dipped.
I'd like to dip because that was really the only way I wanted to eat the soup. Because I wasn't a big fan of tomato soup.
Gotcha. Now I'm going to try crackles. See, it would never occur to me. I love crackles.
No, I had...
Maybe I've been stuck in my own sort of crackles ignorance all of these years. Like, I've never strayed from the burger menu. Have you?
I really haven't either, other than we've had their chili before, which is delicious.
Yeah, the one in Mount Zion.
Yes, but I just...
But sandwich-wise, I mean, you go for a crackle burger. You don't really stray from that too much. Now, I mean, I have to give it a shot. And we only have, like, what, till Monday? Because our WSOY MCA challenge starts Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We have our luncheon tomorrow. Is
we
that right?
Do.
I don't have that on my calendar, I don't think.
I don't either, but it is tomorrow. Tomorrow noon.
What time, noon?
I believe so.
Are you sure it's not 11:30? I'm just, all I'm doing is planting doubt because I have no idea. Well, I'm just saying, it's so weird how quickly we got used to having everything on an Outlook calendar. Isn't it weird?
Yes. And I'm so dependent on that.
I am too.
If it's not on the calendar,
it doesn't exist. If it's not on the calendar, it's not real. I think we're doing it tomorrow. Hey, we had a great meeting with Decatur Blue yesterday. We're planning out our big business expo display, floor graphics, and all of that. They are so amazing. They really are. Aaron and Grant and Dan and the whole crew. I heard the commercial the other day. Is it which architectural firm?
BLDD.
Yeah, talking about how nobody ever leaves. Like it's one of the very few companies where you can have meetings like for like 10 years and it's the same people at the meeting every single time.
Which is nice.
There's other
you count on
there's
that,
other
you know?
Organizations like social service organizations where every meeting you have it's new staff, like completely new. Decatur Blue, serving Central Illinois for over 60 years. We have told you for at least a decade about their outstanding customer service, their knowledgeable staff, their commitment to your needs, your satisfaction, the quality workmanship, the high impact products, the positive customer experience, the welcoming of tight schedules and demanding deadlines, and the fast turn projects, the professional results, the on-site setup and the installation support. They're doing all kinds of cool things. We said, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing some new business cards. I know business cards in some ways seem very old-fashioned. That's because you're thinking about normal business cards. We wanted to do something with a little impact. They're like, oh, and it's like some ninja thing. Like, okay, all of a sudden there's cards all over the table, and they've got like this blue foil, like this metal. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I could cut my lunch with this
thing.
Got
like a metal edge on it. Yeah.
Yes.
Using as an ice scraper. We don't need that anymore.
No, but clearly.
Pollen scraper.
Exactly. They do posters, banners, brochures, fleet graphics, window graphics, cut vinyl, mounting, laminating, trade show booths, banner stands, business cards, sidewalk graphics, artist stretch canvas, label stickers, static clings, directional signage, sandwich boards, you name it. And they're locally owned, giving back, supporting, helping the community. Decatur Blue, they're located at 230 West Wood Street in downtown, 423-7589. You can also go to DecaturBlue.com. Or you can find them on Facebook. Just go Decatur Blueprint, and you will find them. Decatur Blue, great crew, good people. Did I tell you that it's a special week this week with Xfinity?
Oh, my gosh. So excited.
Well, it's over on Sunday, so don't get too excited. But you can basically, if you have Xfinity, and whether you subscribe to any of the premium channels or not, you can get Facebook and Showtime and Epix all free. How cool is that? I'm sitting here looking at Epix, and I'm thinking to myself, during this watch-a-thon, which ends on the 14th, by the way, you'll get that first episode of the last season, the finale of Game of Thrones. Incredible. All right, we get back. City Hall insider Paul Osborne will be in the studios. Don't go anywhere. Stories and news are coming your way next.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler.